This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. One of the world's most interesting filmmakers, Errol Morris, earned his reputation with a simple documentary style that explores people and places you would otherwise never hear about. His work is intensely personal and human. Now he's used his techniques to examine the life and work of one of the best-known men of our time, a former top government official who helped lead the U.S. into Vietnam to his later regret. Errol Morris calls his new movie Fog of War, 11 Lessons from the Life of Robert S. McNamara. NPR's Susan Stone has been watching Errol Morris and his films for a long time, and she's learned a few lessons of her own.
Lesson number one, silence is a golden opportunity. Errol Morris likes to be prepared, but he doesn't approach his interview subjects with a list of set questions. Whether he's interviewing a murderer, a lion trainer, or former Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara, he lets them fill in the silence, and they tell him things he never expected.
Within the first 20 minutes or so of the interview, he started talking about something which I knew very little about, and as it turns out, he really has not spoken about publicly before, and this is the firebombing of Japan.
In that single night, we burned to death 100,000 Japanese civilians in Tokyo, men, women, and children.
Lesson number two, always look them right in the eye.
I've been fascinated from the beginning of my film career with eye contact. What if I could become one with the camera?
While Errol Morris was making his first film, Gates of Heaven, he'd put his head so close to the camera that his hair would get in the shot. So he invented an interviewing device called the Interitron. The subject looks right into the camera lens because it's inside a TV monitor that shows Morris asking the questions. People end up as comfortable as if they were watching television.
What emerges is not really an interview. It's someone talking directly to us.
When that person is Robert McNamara, you get what Morris calls history inside out, like this gut-level retelling of what was at stake in the Cuban Missile Crisis.
I want to say, and this is very important, at the end, we lucked out. It was luck that prevented nuclear war. We came that close.
Lesson number three, a director can be a detective. Early in his career, Morris worked as a private investigator to help fund his films. He's still searching for answers.
We're face to face with a mystery. The mystery of who this person is, what he really is thinking, what he really has to tell us. We have something intensely subjective. We're inside of someone's head.
Lesson number four, do what it takes to get the right music. Errol Morris has an understanding of how music can move a story forward, and so he pursues it with the same determination he applies to interviewing. Composer Philip Glass thought he was done with the music for one of Morris's movies. After all, Morris had all but finished the film, and Glass had moved on to a new project. Then he heard a knock on his hotel door. Morris wanted more. Lesson number five, you can change history at your own risk. Morris's 1988 film, The Thin Blue Line, argued that a man on death row had been falsely imprisoned for murder. After the film came out, the conviction was overturned. Morris was then sued by Randall Adams, the man his documentary had freed, for profits from Adams' life story. Lesson number six, the truth is out there, if you want it.
People would always ask me about truth. The answer is, of course there's truth out there. It's just that people have a vested interest in not seeing it, in ignoring it. And history might be the same way. There's history, but are we willing to look at it and learn from it?
He'll find out soon. Morris's version of history lessons begin this month, when his latest film, The Fog of War, starts its run in the nation's theaters. For Day to Day, I'm Susan Stone.